So I'm now backstage at Fiction Romford with Tom Zanetti. Tom, that set was amazing. How are you feeling?
That was pretty sick. Like, it went off. I don't know, blown away. It was some mad crowd. I didn't expect that because obviously it's the other side of the country to where we're based. I didn't think it was going to be such a reaction, but it absolutely went mad. So
it was crazy. You definitely know how to get a crowd going. Is this your first time in Essex?
I was in 195 in Epping, that's right, a couple of weeks ago, and that was a really good response. However, it was quite more intimate of a club. It wasn't as big capacity. This one absolutely rammed. It was like a sea of people just all going berserk, so yeah, really good.
It's a bit crazy. So when I interview people, I like to sort of get to know them by asking random questions. I'm going to ask you a couple of random questions, if that's all right. Okay, so firstly, what three words would you use to describe yourself?
I don't know. Oh, do I have to answer? I don't know. Young, charming and sick.
I'm not even young,
I'm 27.
That's still young.
I'm getting the cracking on for club scene. I won't be allowed in here much longer. Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, we are. I'm 25, so if you're 27, you make me nearly as old as you. That's rude.
I'm cracking on now.
Okay, second question. If you could eat only one meal for the rest of your life, what would you have?
Spaghetti bolognese, I don't know. Oh, anything.
Fair enough.
You'd still get bored of it, wouldn't you?
You would. Also, do you have any phobias?
I hate moths.
Moths?
Can't do with moths.
Any reason behind that?
I don't know, I just think like little dusty, horrible little creatures. I just don't like coming and fluttering around and that.
Fair enough, chasing you around the room.
Yeah.
And the last random question, if you could have a superpower, what would you have and how would you use it?
Probably, don't know, invisible.
Oh, why would you want to be invisible?
I don't know. So I could just get about on slide.
Fair enough. So as we said, you did an amazing performance tonight in Fiction. You did perform your track, You Want Me, which is currently in the charts. But it has been around for quite a few years now, but it's only recently gotten to the mainstream. Why do you think that is?
We made the song about 5 years ago, and it had a really good reaction in Leeds at the time. It was quite a big tune in Leeds and surrounding areas, and since I just thought it was a second single, and because we knew it had a solid reaction in other places, we just thought it'd be right to release it and try and put it into more mainstream, more nationwide and, you know, international market. So yeah, it's really working.
And how do you feel about the success that it's had?
It's amazing, really is. I mean the track is 5 years old and we've heard it a million times, so as you can imagine, it gets a bit tedious to listen to. So like releasing it again and seeing so many other people enjoy it, it's giving like a second wind, so yeah, it's I love it, it's really cool.
It's been with you for so long, so how do you get the energy to keep performing it?
I don't know, I just drink loads of Red Bulls. I don't know, I think wanting to get out there and just get into a crowd, whether it's a massive one like tonight or, you know, a smaller group, I just love getting a mad reaction and just surprising people, especially when there's like a lot of people there who probably don't even know who we are. So when they've seen that reaction, then now they'll be like, whoa, what just happened? So it's just a great feeling.
Yeah, and you definitely had lots of people filming that, so I think it's going to be all over social medias, which is even better. You also have a music video for it, which looked really fun to film, was it?
Yeah, it was cool. We've been working the night before in Birmingham, and we didn't get to London till 6 in the morning, and we had to start shooting at like 9. So we didn't really get any sleep, and then we had to do 10 till... No, yeah, we got up about 9, but we had to do 10 till 10 filming all day, so it was very exhausting, but it turned out pretty cool, so I'm happy with that.
And you say you're exhausted, but are you used to travelling around? Because you go to, like, different countries as well doing club nights, don't you?
Yeah, I don't even know how I'm still going, to be honest. I'm blowing out on my back end, but it's like we've just done 16 nights in a row, like every single night in a different city, travelling all day, back and forth to Ireland, all over the UK, top and bottom of it, and it's just... Yeah, it's just really, really tiring, but, you know, it's just work, you got to do it, so, and I'm happy that we're doing it, it's a good opportunity, and I feel blessed, to be honest, so, yeah, I'm buzzing, man.
And talking of work, you've got a lot of strings to your bow, what else do you do other than music?
I do a lot of things, really, anything I can just get my hands into and just try and be creative with. I like to try a lot of different things. We had a restaurant last year that I bought from my mum. Unfortunately, the chef got hit by a bus on opening night, so that didn't turn out too well. We were all right though, but he just wasn't happy when he had to tell him to get in the kitchen because it was opening night. Do you know what I mean? So, through that, we do a lot of things. I'm just currently trying to film a documentary about just basically. It's called Hard Work. It's about our lifestyle, how you try and being in the gym at the same time and trying to get well and, you know, try to look well and train at the same time as doing this mental schedule. Getting quite a few people involved who are like, as a bodybuilding champion who's involved. There's going to be a few different sections in this documentary, and I think that should be pretty cool. So just out really do. I've started doing a bit of modelling, which is mad, but yeah, and a bit of acting. It's just everything really. I'm just trying to do everything.
It's non-stop for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's non-stop. And I've got a 10-year-old son as well, who like lives with me as well. So that's trying to take him to school and then work all night and do everything else. It's just, my hair's just falling out. So
I don't know how you're still awake right now. You must be like, hurry up, get this over.
Yeah, we'll go put my head down straight away.
But you've also put together an album for Ministry of Sound. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, we've got a brand called Sleeping is Cheating, which we run a lot of festivals from. Homegrown festivals we've put together ourselves, and big event, club events. We've won an award for having the best night in Leeds called Insomnia at a club called Mission. We run some big festivals, and Sleeping is Cheating, the brand in itself, has just kind of it's kind of, I won't say established, because I hope that one day it will be established, but it's getting there now. And Ministry of Sound have heard the hype about it, and we've just put together a collection of songs, old and new, kind of represent that brand. And yeah, it's pretty exciting. I'm really kind of grateful that we've been given that chance as well. So,
and when is it out for people to hear?
It's out on the 11th of March, and we're doing a huge launch party at our club Mission as well. So yeah, it's doing really well. It's apparently we had an email off Ministry and said it's like got record break, like historic sales. Wow. For an album. So it's the most sales out of any albums that they've released. And I remember buying the Annual when I was a kid, and Pure Garage and all them big albums, and which are amazing, and like for 12 hours on and my name on it. And yeah, it's just big work. So
it's crazy good though. And how do you choose what song's going to be on there?
To be honest, I sent massive folder of like belting tracks that I really love and that me and Kane picked together, and not many of them really went on it. We had to obviously support Ministry's choices and put a lot of their tunes on it that they suggest with new upcoming acts, which is brilliant, you know, to get some new talent on there. But quite, it's a good, really good party classic kind of song track list, so I'm happy with it. And yeah, hopefully we'll be able to do another one and put even more of ourselves into it as well. But yeah, it's just amazing. I love the fact that we're doing a Ministry of Sound album. Me and my pal Kane have done it from now. We set up Sleeping is Cheating, and now it's booming. So,
sounds good. I look forward to hearing it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Tom, for talking to Phoenix FM tonight. Go home, get some sleep, because it sounds like you need it.
Love that. Thank you very much. Cheers.